I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, as we finish up our series on Black History Month, we're talking to Valerie Thompson, who plays an interesting role at ProMedica's hospital system. She's an environmental designer.
Basically, I like to explain it like graphic design and interior design had a baby. That is basically designing spaces for people to have an experience in.
That means designing office space interiors, signage, creating art plans for new construction, commissioning artists, overseeing murals and public art. You can see clear examples of Valerie's work throughout our community.
We did a student exhibit at the Junction, which is one of our office buildings on the downtown campus that featured student work from different elementary schools around town. We are commissioning a mural right now in correlation with a new senior care facility that we're opening in Cleveland. Generations Tower at Toledo Hospital, we have had the same intensity with making sure that local artists were included in the mix of artists that were featured there. So we have 9 different artists, some of them from Toledo, but some of them from the rest of the country, to be able to feature their art there. In addition to my personal project, which was the what we call the history hallway that leads from inpatient to outpatient through the tower. It ranges from just about everything that you could possibly think of that brings some sort of visual representation or artistic slant to either the community or ProMedica spaces.
That visual representation is one of the most important aspects to Valerie's job as the environmental designer for ProMedica. Making sure that local artists are featured in local artwork throughout the community.
Before we talk about elevating the art community or supporting the arts, we have to make sure that when we talk about support, we're talking about supporting our own. I mean, Toledo in itself is a pretty close-knit community, but I'm finding out every day that I meet somebody new that has lived here their whole life just like me, yet I've never met them. I've never talked to them. I've never collaborated with them, never even heard their name before. I believe that it's important to source local artists because once you've gone through the people you know, now it's time to look outside of that group. When you do, you will always find more people who are actively working, who are creative and super talented and collaborative, who want to do business with you and who want to create something wonderful and beautiful with you.
And this provides one of the greatest challenges to Valerie's job. Diversifying from featuring or hiring the same person or the same group, and instead to reach out and trust new artists with new perspectives. As ProMedica services a wide range of staff and patients, Valerie looks to reflect that in the community artwork.
The challenge can be making sure that everyone is aware of people who are outside of the people we normally use. And when I say people, I guess I mean vendors, right? So who we're spending our money with, who we're giving time and attention to, who's at the table. ProMedica is on its way to becoming a more diverse environment and organization. We are not there yet, but we are on our way. And so I think that that's one big challenge that I can't help but to see and face myself, being a person of color, because that's something that, I mean, we wake up and go to sleep with that, right? So we're consistently striving to make our mark and look around and see others that are like ourselves. That is something that I'm personally challenging myself to make sure that I am a part of the solution, you know? So to be able to first have an idea that's just that, it's not on paper, it's not been talked about, you know, or maybe it's just a conversation or the light bulb just went on, to being able to walk up to it and touch it, you know, that is something that I don't think anything else could give me that type of fulfillment, especially with ProMedica and its reach and its impact, the way that we're able to kind of change the landscape of Toledo. The way that we've impacted downtown specifically, it's incredible to see and hugely satisfying to be able to, you know, drive down Summit Street or to be able to, you know, visit one of our locations and look up and think to myself, I did that. I made that. You know, I thought of that. I think that that's the best thing that any artist could ever, you know, feel.
And this collaboration, this visual aspect of seeing the community come together, is by far Valerie's favorite part of the job.
But that's the power of art, period, is to bring people together that probably wouldn't have been, and to be able to share a medium that everyone is excited about. You don't even really have to think too hard or too long about that, you know, how can we make this impactful? It writes itself, it paints itself, should I say. And that can't help but to happen when you bring great people from all over together.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.